भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
So now we'll light the sacrificial fire of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 18. Lord Balaram slays the demon Pralamba. Text number 25. Word meanings Avishyam, Hyam, invincible. Manyamana, considering Krishna, Lord Krishna. Danava Pungava, the foremost demon. Vahan, carrying. Druta Taram, very quickly. Pragat, he went off. Avarohanata Param, beyond the place marked for climbing down. Avishayam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahanduta taram pragat, avarohanata param. Avishayam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahandruta taram praga, avarohanata param. Avishayam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahanduta taram praga, avarohanata param. Avishyam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahandruta taram pragat, avarohanata param. Avishyam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahandruta taram pragat, avarohanata param. Avishyayam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahandruta taram avarohanata param. Avishyam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahandruta taram pragat, avarohanata param. Ladies. Avishayam manyamana, Krishnam danava pungava, vahanduta taram pragat,
avarohanata param.
Translation. Considering Lord Krishna invincible, that foremost demon, Pralamba, quickly carried Balaram far away from the spot where he was supposed to put his passenger down. Purport. Pralamba wanted to carry Balaram out of Lord Krishna's sight so that he could cruelly attack him. Text 26.
Tamudvahandarani darendra gauravam. Mahasuro vigatarayo nijamvapu. Sa astita purata parichado babau. Tadi dhuman urupati vadi vambuda.
As the great demon carried Balaram, the Lord became as heavy as massive Mount Sumeru, and Pralamba had to slow down. He then resumed his actual form, an effulgent body that was covered with golden ornaments and that resembled a cloud flashing with lightning and carrying the moon. Purport. Here the demon Pralamba is compared to a cloud, his golden ornaments to lightning within that cloud, and Lord Balaram to the moon shining through it. Great demons can assume various forms by exerting their mystic power, but when the Lord's spiritual potency curtails their power, they can no longer maintain an artificial form and must again manifest their actual demoniac body. Lord Balaram suddenly became as heavy as a great mountain, and although the demon tried to carry him high on his shoulders, he could not go on.
Om Agyana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Mena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha.
Pralamba is a typical demon who's not very intelligent, thinking he's going to kill Lord Balaram. Of course, his first foolishness is to think that Balaram is somehow weaker than Krishna. It's okay, he's going to stay away from Krishna, but he'll take on Balaram. So that's a big mistake, of course. Balaram is Bala. He's the source of all strength. And Ram, he enjoys pleasure in showing it. One place Srila Prabhupada says, his name is Balaram because he gives us the strength to enjoy happiness in spiritual life. That's Balaram also. He gives us Bala for Ram so we can enjoy spiritual life. So Balaram is immensely powerful, unlimitedly powerful. No demon, no matter how powerful he is going to be able to challenge him. In fact, when we think of Balaram Tattva, then we just see how extraordinary, powerful he is. Balaram, he's in charge of the Sundani. He's called the deity of the Sundani potency. You know, Krishna has three primary potencies, the Samvit, Sundani, and Ladini. So these correspond with Satchidananda, basically. So the Sundani potency means the potency of existence. He creates everything. I'll talk more about what Balaram does. We always talk about what Krishna does. It's all Krishna. It all goes back to Krishna. Krishna does everything. But actually, Krishna does pretty much everything through Balaram. He does. He enjoys with Radha. The rest he leaves to Balaram. He enjoys with his gopis, but everything else practically Balaram takes care of it. Everything expands from Balaram. So existence itself, you can say. Sometimes the philosophers, they have this idea that God is being itself. They define God like that. God is being itself. or God is existence itself. That's God, just that things exist. So we could take that to here. So Pralamba is trying to destroy existence itself by trying to kill Balaram, which is somewhat similar to the Shunyavad philosophy. They're trying to destroy at least their own existence. So you can't destroy existence without destroying yourself. So Balaram, everything that we begin with the spiritual world, Krishna's Dham, everything in it that Krishna enjoys, that all comes from Balaram. He expands it. Krishna, of course, it's all, when we talk of Balaram, we're really talking about Krishna. All the expansions of Krishna are Krishna himself. So Balaram is also Krishna, just in a different form. Simultaneously one and different, of course, is our philosophy. But it is Krishna acting in different ways and manifesting himself in different ways. So Balaram, he creates everything for Krishna to enjoy. And Balaram is in the mood of a servant. And he serves Krishna in different ways. In fact, Balaram serves Krishna in all the rasas. We think primarily of the four main rasas where there's really kind of a tangible exchange. But even as I was saying, existence itself, we could say Shantarasa, with all the paraphernalia that Krishna enjoys with in Shantarasa, he creates, that is Balaram, or expands from Balaram. So Balaram is serving Krishna in that way by providing the whole arena for Krishna's enjoyment. And he serves Krishna sometimes directly as a servant in the mood of his cowherd friend, because he's his brother, but he's also his friend. So as a friend, sometimes he serves Krishna directly, or he thinks that way. His mood is, I'm the servant of Krishna. And of course, as a friend, a cowherd boyfriend, he enjoys with him in certain ways. We know our philosophy, of course, is that we're all servants. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arsabritya. Krishna is the only master. Ekale Ishvara Krishna, Eka, one. There's one master, Arsabritya. Everybody else is the servant. So Balaram also, naturally, he's always thinking himself as the servant. So he serves Krishna in these different ways. When we explain our philosophy, we tell people we're the eternal servants of God. They don't necessarily like to hear that. But then when we explain, but you serve him by being his friend or his lover or his parent. Oh, that's nice. That sounds a little better. So the service is not drudgery service to Krishna. It's wonderful. It's ecstatic. So Balaram, of course, he's also ecstatic in his service to Krishna. Balaram, of course, is also Nityananda, same person, appearing in a different way. So we know how ecstatic Nityananda is. He's always Ananda. He's always in bliss. So in serving Krishna, whether Balaram is doing it as a cowherd boy, as a friend playing with him, or he also takes the parental role, Vatsalya Rasa, he sometimes protects. Or that's his job in some way. He's deputed by Mother Yashoda to, when you go out, Krishna, he's just a little boy. He's a year younger than you, so you're his elder brother. So you take care of him. Make sure nothing happens to him. So Balaram also plays that role. And sometimes he gives some advice to Krishna, like in the Rukmi pastime. He didn't like what Krishna was doing to Rukmi, humiliating him too much, so he had to say something. Many times he doesn't say anything. He takes a different point of view. We know Balaram had a different idea about Duryodhan. He had a friendship, actually, with Duryodhan. And, of course, Krishna didn't have such a friendship. So when the battle of Kurukshetra started, Balaram just left. But in any case, Balaram, he protects Krishna. That's part of his service. That's Vatsalya, just like the parents, they protect. And even in conjugal rasa, Balaram expands as Ananga Manjari. She's the Shakti manifestation of Lord Balaram. Because Krishna, on one side, Balaram expands as all the Krishna side, you might say. And then Radharani expands on the Radha side, the Shaktis. But Ananga Manjari, she's a manifestation of Lord Balaram himself. so he can enjoy in a conjugal relationship. So he serves in all these different ways. And of course, as I was saying, everything that's being done in this world. Yesterday a question came up, I heard in the class. I don't think Maharaj really answered it, but about what's Krishna doing in the atom, basically was the question. What is he doing there? I was thinking of, so what does he do? He holds everything together. He's called Sankarshan. The scientists, they're looking for a unifying principle, you know, what keeps it all together? Because it's somehow there's a consistency, there's something that's maintains a unity. There's a unity to everything. So what is that unifying principle? That's Sankarshan. He's hiding in there. Sometimes I think, you know, the scientists, they're always trying to go deeper and deeper and deeper, penetrating farther and farther into matter. And when I was growing up, it was simple, right? It was only that you had the atom and it had the nucleus and with protons and neutrons, and then you had the electrons going around it. And that was it. Simple. But then, of course, the question arises, well, what are those things made of, like, actually? What's the electron made of? What is the proton made of? What is the neutron made of? So then they go deeper. And then they build this circular thing. What's it called? Super collider thing. Where they smash. How do they find out what's inside? They smash it. That's the only way they can find out. Like a kid with a hammer. What's inside this thing? Bang, bang. That's how they find things, by smashing it. They smash atoms. Atom smashers, that's what we used to call them. Atom smashers. So that's what they do. They break it apart. So then they find muons and nuons and this on and that on. And they have all these names. And then they get to the point where it doesn't seem to really be anything there anymore. What is it? Because even as farther, the deeper you go, you still get to the point, well, what's that thing made out of? Huh? You say matter. Well, what's matter? You don't know. Huh? Ultimately, it's Krishna's energy. That's why it's inconceivable. Can't really find it. Can't grab it. Can't smash it. It's Balaram. Balaram is in there because Kshirodakshaya Vishnu is an expansion of Balaram. Balaram is called the original Sankarshan. Sankarshan, again, Karshan. And actually, this is related to Krishna's name. It has the same root. Karshati, or Krish. It means to pull together, to pull. You know, the word for farmer is Krishi. Why? Because he pulls the plow. So Karshan means to pull, bring together. And Sankarshan, sun means complete. So the original Sankarshan is Lord Balaram. He pulls the whole picture together for Krishna. And then he also expands into Vaikuntha's Mahasankarshan. And from Mahasankarshan, he creates all the Vaikuntha planets and creates so many things. And then it's this Mahasankarshan in Vaikuntha who's coming from Balaram. Chaturvyuha, there's an original Chaturvyuha. There's a whole... This gets very, very complicated, actually, but I'm just kind of giving the highlights. But not because I don't want to, because I don't understand it. That's why I'm only giving the highlights. So Mahasankarshan, anyway, I know a little bit. Mahasankarshan. So from Mahasankarshan comes Mahavishnu. So then we have the Vishnus. So in the prayers, you may have noticed, you study the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the very first verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the first chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita discusses really six tattvas, you can say, besides Panchatattva is introduced. But the sixth tattva is Guru tattva. So there's glorification of the Guru, and then glorification of other members of the Panchatattva, especially Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So they are prayers. First, they are prayers to Lord Chaitanya. Anarpita Chiring Chirat, Yadadvaitam Brahma Upanishadi, so many nice verses glorifying Lord Chaitanya. And then there are verses glorifying Lord Nityananda. So when you look at those verses, what you see is, they're all about what Balaram does. That's what those verses are about. Because he's Nityananda Ram. He's Balaram. Sankarshana Karana Toyashayi Garbodashayi Chapayobdishayi Sheshaschiyasyang Sakala Sanitya Nandakirama Sharanam Mamastu. Let my mind always be in meditation upon Lord Nityananda Ram, who expands himself as Sankarshan and as the three avatars of Karanodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and Kirodakshaya Vishnu, and as Shesha, Ananta Shesha. So in these five ways, it said, generally speaking, it says that Lord Balaram or Nityananda Ram serves the Lord in these five ways, at least in the material world. So as Sankarshan, he's actually doing so many things, keeping everything together. And as the Vishnus, they're all, each one of the Vishnus is lying down on some kind of water. Garbhodakshaya, verse it says, usually it's said Garbhodaka, Udaka or Uda means the same thing. It means water or ocean. The ocean of Garbha. Garbha means a womb. So he's within the covering of the universe, that Garbha. Of course, first of all is Mahavishnu, Payo. He's lying down in the... Actually, Paya means milk, excuse me. That's Kshirodakshaya Vishnu. Kshir. Actually, the word is Kshir. I don't know if it's actually condensed milk, that ocean. But it's the ocean of milk. Or paya. I think in India, don't they say, the sweet rice is called paish, I think, isn't it? So it comes from that word, milk. So he's lying on the milk ocean. Shai means one who lies on. So they're all resting. Because even though they're doing spectacular things, these expansions of Lord Balaram, creating this material world, unlimited planets, they can do it in their sleep. It doesn't take any effort. Of course, it's not exactly sleep like our sleep. They're not snoring or they don't wake up with wrinkles. But it's yoga nidra. They're enjoying that kind of sleep. So they're all resting and doing their work. In one sense, it's a kind of work. It's not like Krishna does. They're creating this world, maintaining it, and destroying it. Sankarshan, he breathes fire. Ananta Shesha breathes a fire, destroys this world. So they have so much power, immense power. And Prahlada's trying to kill Balaram. He said, this is just a glimpse at his power. As Sankarshan, one of the things that Balaram does at Sankarshan is to be Krishna's bed, actually. Even in Goloka Vrindavan or Vaikuntha, he serves as his bed and different paraphernalia of the Lord. And I just discovered, I never heard this before, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his commentary on the Laghu Bhagavatamrita, following the lead of Baladev Vidyabhushan, says that the Sankarshan, who's Krishna's bedstead and so on, he is Vishnu Tattva. But Ananta Shesha, who holds the universes on his head, is Shaktyavesh Jiva. I always wondered about this because Ananta Shesha is listed as Shaktyavesh Avatar in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I always wondered, I thought, well, Vishnu Tattva is Shaktyavesh, it doesn't quite seem right. But so this is the explanation. He's actually a Jiva who's empowered. He's the Ananta Shesha also, of course, he's with his unlimited mouths, he's always glorifying Krishna. So this is, of course, another one of his potencies. It actually is described about Ananta. He's holding the universes on his head, and it's just like a mustard seed on his head. He doesn't even notice it, basically. Prabhupada used to give the example that we have the image of Atlas. He's holding up the Earth planet, globe, and he's struggling. he has to work out before he can do it. But Ananta Shesha, he doesn't have to work out. He doesn't even notice it there. He's so powerful. Of course, unlimitedly powerful. So this is some of the tattva of Baladev. Another way of looking at this pastime, as you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur,